The robbery. Why did I leave the front door unlocked? I asked myself while pushing my cart into the shortest line at the checkout stand. This trip to the store was only supposed to take a minute. Just grab salad greens, pay, and run. I should be home right now because what if some Jehovah's Witnesses have arrived at my front porch? Or magazine salesmen trying to earn their college tuition? Only they really aren't. That's just their cover. At the last community meeting, didn't the police officer say, when someone knocks at your door, you don't have to open it, but let them know you're there so they won't think the house is empty? I thought I was a person who always locked the door. These little lapses seem to happen more often now. Yesterday, I couldn't remember Patricia's husband's name. But I'm not that old, not like the woman in front of me, who might be the age my mother would have been if she hadn't died. Why did this woman get to go on living? There's something Eisenhower-era about her worn tweed coat and the scarf tied under her chin. I want to tell her, "Hey, look outside. The sun is shining." It's like she hasn't changed her clothes since the middle of the last century. As if at my age, I still wore that turquoise poodle skirt my mother sewed for me on her new machine in the basement. I remember the day she cut out the black poodle. I hate being old, hate being stuck in this checkout line as the woman pulls a cloth bag from her pocket. She says, "Oh dear, I forgot this. Do you mind?" The bagger and the checker say, "Of course not," and start shifting the groceries. Now the woman opens a change purse and counts out one coin at a time. I hate her thick knuckles, the ropey veins that run over the backs of her hands, all the brown spots. I look at my hands. Wonder how much the robbers have loaded into their truck, because once they emptied a whole house while a family was away on vacation, and the neighbors weren't even suspicious because people move all the time. By now, they probably packed my round oak table, my rocking chair, and they're stuffing Grandma Carlotta's china into a box. Not that I ever use it, because what if someone dropped a plate and the cups and bowls have these bent elbow handles that stick out like they're daring, "Break me." Besides, none of it can go in the dishwasher. But when I look at all the pieces stacked in the china cabinet, I remember those long ago Christmases, the little angels flying in their candlelit circle. My grandmother pouring what she called spirits over the pudding's sugar cube crown. Then she'd strike a match. After the flames died, my brothers and I would pick off the sweet melted bits. What am I doing in this checkout line? My eyes turn watery again, which, a friend said recently, is just another symptom of age. Then I feel a tap on my shoulder. A gray-haired guy in a t-shirt and jeans. He smiles. His eyes are the same blue as my ex-husband's. Is he hitting on me, I wonder? One of those men who like women their own age? He says, "Every time I go to the grocery store, I tell myself, any line I'm in will always be the slowest. So when the checkout takes forever, it's only what I expected, and everything's fine." I want to scream, "Well, good for you," because I hate the compassion in his eyes that don't look much like my ex-husband's after all. He begins emptying his basket. I put down a divider after my lettuce. The checker rings up the carefully stacked coins, As the woman zips the change purse closed, her hands shake. When she tries to slip it into her pocket, it falls to the floor. I lean over, pick it up, and give it to her. How could it still be so heavy? Her hand touches mine. She says, "Thank you." I hated waiting for my mother to die. The way her body stiffened as if flesh could turn into stone. She lay on her bed, eyes riveted, as if she was staring at the ceiling. This was the last stage of a disease I'd never heard of until the diagnosis. Incurable and untreatable, they said. I remember her long, terrible moans. It was winter then. Freezing rain against glass. In some leafless poplars, I saw three tattered nests. Probably, the robbers have left the front door wide open. As the checker records each price, I picture the living room. The sun, through naked windows, shining warm rectangles on the bare walls and floor. I think there might be a lightness. Even a freedom to living in an empty house.